Have you completely lost your mind?
The Talk of the Town with Mike Walsh on B95.5 FM, WUTQ.
29 minutes before 9 o'clock, we got an unexpected interview this morning. This is kind of a last-minute thing, and I'm very pleased to be able to welcome in this morning Joan London. Joan, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And where are you at this morning?
I'm actually in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Uh-huh. All right. So you're in the same time zone. And
yeah, I'm same time zone as you.
All right. For anybody that doesn't know Joan London, anybody that might have been under a rock for the last, say, 20, 25 years, give us your bio really quickly.
Well, I spent 20 years on Good Morning America. Who would have known I would have been there that long?
It didn't seem like that long to me, by the way.
Well, me either. You know why? It was because I was having such a good time. I mean, it was just the most amazing 20 years of traveling the world and covering five presidents and five Olympics and a couple of royal weddings and having three kids while I did it. You know, it was just...
Yeah, other than that, you didn't do a thing.
That's right.
What was the best, and we're not going to dwell on the Good Morning America thing long, but what was the best story you ever covered for Good Morning America?
Oh, the best story?
Mm-hmm. Your favorite story.
Well, the most fun things, I guess, would be when you were in the studio and someone like Robin Williams would come in, and there was no preparing for that interview. That was just like 5 minutes of mayhem. Mm. It was always wonderful covering the inaugurations of presidents. And, you know, when you did that, you felt like you literally were sitting in the seat at the center of history being made.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what keeps us all in it. It's hard work, you know that.
Sure.
I was up every morning at 3:30. But it's a seat, it's the most amazing seat from which to view the world.
Mm.
To be there telling everyone else mm-hmm. what's going on in the world that day and to be able to interview the newsmakers and the most wonderful actresses and writers of the time, it's a real privilege.
Joan, you got something new coming out now, a four-part series on, I believe it's on retirement, correct?
Well, it's on Retirement Living Television,
Retirement Living,
RLTV. And
yeah, talk to me about RLTV.
Around the country to see when it airs there. They approached me. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of programs now for different media on different subjects. And it's funny because I get tapped to do things on crib safety and child rearing. At the same time, I'm talking to Retirement Living Television. You know, I've got two little sets of twins at home, 5 and 7. I'm taking care of my 91-year-old mom. I'm part of that sandwich generation you keep reading about.
Sure.
But it's a challenging role being a caregiver, and that's really what the series is about. It's called Taking Care. And people might be taking care of their parents, maybe of a husband who is either aged or disabled. And these days, look, we have a lot of families taking care of children who have come back from overseas injured, protecting our country. And whoever you are taking care of, it's a challenging role. Meeting their medical needs and just the emotional and physical toll that it takes on a person. But there are a lot of resources available, and we're presenting in this four-part series a lot of answers. We've amassed, you know, a wonderful group of top experts. We'll have a lot of resources available to people. And this is running during the Thanksgiving week. You know, this is National Family Caregivers Month, the month of November. But this week in particular, families will be together. And I am hoping that not only will this provide information to those actually giving care to someone, but that it might start to raise a national discussion about this subject, because this is going to be the next big health crisis facing our country.
Mm-hmm.
We're all living longer and longer and longer. This problem's not going away.
No.
And families need to be talking about this. They need to have a family powwow and have a plan in place and make sure that mom and dad do have long-term health care insurance, because these problems can take you under
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a plan in place.
We're talking to Joan London this morning. Joan, you said Thanksgiving week is when this is going to run. Can you give me specific dates? And it is a four-part series, right?
Yeah, it's a four-part series, and it starts on Monday, the 22nd. And it's going to air at 8 p.m., and again, it'll be repeated at 11 p.m. Eastern time on all the networks carrying RLTV. And, you know, I think that it is a courageous look at a subject that hasn't really been explored in depth before, and one that's going to become more relevant with each passing year. They say home caregivers are going to double in number by 2020.
Mm.
It's a it's kind of a scary thought, and we all have to start thinking about it. I kind of got catapulted into the role of being the primary caregiver to my mom, who's 91 now.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason why I said yes to the show. And I went through a couple of years of just trying to muddle my way through the Medicare, the insurance. How do I do her banking? And how do you pick a facility where someone can live and be happy? It's hard. And I kind of vowed to myself that I would do something at some point to try to help make it easier for others. So when RLTV came along, I jumped across the desk and said, yes, I'll do this.
All right. And all these issues that you spoke about, those will be addressed in this. And that begins November 22nd on RLTV. Joan, talk to me about what you got. And by the way, we're speaking this morning with Joan London. Talk to me about what you have going on with QVC.
Well, I've developed a line of Joan London Home. I figure I've been in everybody's homes.
Sure.
For the last 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I developed a line of home decor because it's a passion of mine, and it's also a passion of mine to help other women have a little bit more balance in their lives and be able to make their homes look nice without breaking the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And for the holiday season, I have a line of throws and pillows. They're like faux mink throws, these wonderful, luscious, luxurious-looking throws that are incredibly well-priced. So I'm there to try to help people with their holiday gift list. And, of course, you can always indulge yourself, of course.
So I'll be
on QVC tomorrow at 9 in the morning and again at 5 in the afternoon and 10 at night. And then we'll be back there with all my bedding collections in the spring. And they're taking me now into tabletop and bath towels, and it's just been great fun. You got to keep reinventing yourself, you know what I mean?
I guess you do. You sound so busy.
But I love every minute of it, and it's fun.
All right. Well, and you know what? We'll look for you tomorrow morning on QVC.
All right. Thanks so much. Hi to all your listeners.
Thank you so much, Joan London. We appreciate having you this morning. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 22 minutes before 9.